What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. You know, we didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday. I wanted to talk to you about it for a second. But the passing of Bob Uecker and his influence on the game and how much fun he made the game. I know we briefly talked about it for 2 seconds afterwards. But I think for, you know, for Indians fans and his portrayal of what, Harry Doyle, in the movie Major League. I mean, he made those movies fun, especially for a guy that wasn't a great baseball player and made that into a career.
He and Joe Garagiola did the same shtick. I wasn't very good, but here I am. Good for them. Uecker was funnier than Joe.
I think so, too. I mean,
yeah, Bob did Brewers games for how many decades, Dan? Four?
57 years? Yeah, 53 long, years? Very, it was like somewhere
very,
in there.
Very long time. And, of course, kind of came to prominence doing, was it Monday Night Baseball or was it just ABC Baseball back in the day?
Lou Leach and the Miller Lite commercials,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and the Miller Lite commercials
were great. And let's
not forget
Mr. Belvedere. I mean,
Mr. Belvedere. Hits on Carson.
He was really good on Carson.
Yeah.
I was not a Mr. Belvedere fan. Didn't really watch. But that's okay. He was a good baseball announcer. You know, I don't think he gets enough credit for just being a good baseball announcer.
Yeah, I always found it funny when you'd listen to highlights and they would play his highlights and you'd be like, oh yeah, Bob Uecker does these games for real.
He actually does baseball.
Yeah, he does them for real. And you think about the quotes, like it just when somebody misses, when somebody throws over somebody's head or something like that, there's no way you walk away from the moment not thinking, oh, just a bit outside, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's him. I'm just looking through some of the other great quotes that he had throughout his career. The easiest way to catch a knuckleball was to wait until it stopped rolling and just pick it up, when he was talking about Phil Niekro.
Pretty funny.
I'd set records that'll never be equated. 90% I hoped are never printed. Uecker's Hall of Fame speech. How about you get your giant foot off my shoulder? He said Andre the Giant at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm.
He was good in WWF too. He's in the Hall of Fame there.
Yeah. I think.
How long did he do that? Any idea?
Oh, gosh. He was there sporadically, I know, doing all that stuff. He was just so much fun.
Yeah, and, that's fun.
Everybody has been doing a bunch of them. There was a quote circulating around. Al Michaels was telling a story that apparently he was sitting there with Cosell. And Howard Cosell was sitting there, you know, basically he had no time for baseball, never understood baseball, and was going on about how they needed to bunt at a situation. And Bob was kind of pushing back on him, saying, like, no, you don't bunt here, you don't bunt here. And Howard Cosell looks at him and says, you know, well, of course you do. And you know, Bob, how could you possibly be so truculent if you know what that word means? And without missing a beat, Bob Uecker goes, yeah, it's like you went out and you bought a truck, and then I borrowed it from you and drove it around for a little bit, therefore truculent. And that was Bob Uecker. And it was perfectly Bob Uecker. And he would do meetups all the time all over Wisconsin for season ticket holders and all that stuff. And he'd entertain them and be as goofy as they can get. The other Brian Anderson, the play-by-play director, or the play-by-play guy who was doing the Cavs game last night.
Yeah, Oklahoma. Yeah. And he's been with us numerous times.
Yeah, yeah. He put up a great story on Instagram.
And Brian did Brewers games for a long time.
TV Brewer guy, yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Still is to this day, doing games for the Brewers. Mm-hmm. And does a great job for him. And he basically told the story. It was one of the first times he ever hung out with Uecker. They went golfing. And Uecker comes up to him, and he had his buddy Larry with him on top of that. And he said, hey, Larry's a real pain in the butt to play golf with. I can't stand this. I don't want to deal with him. He's going to try to swap our bags because we've got two different carts going. I want to make sure I'm in the cart with you. And so sure enough, at about the third, you know, Brian's all excited. He's like, oh, I'm going to hang with, you know, I'm going to be able to hang with Bob Uecker and play 18 holes with Bob Uecker and we'll laugh and have a good old time and all that stuff. Well, sure enough, they're putting and Larry swaps the bags. And so, Larry, you know, Brian goes up to him and says, hey, don't do that. I, you know, oh, no, I sit with Bob. I do this with Bob. And they played all around, and Larry got in there with Bob and was driving around with it. And at the end of it, I guess Brian Anderson at the end of 18 walked up to Bob Uecker and said, "I did everything I could. I'm sorry I let you down. I hope you still had a decent time playing golf." He goes, "Oh, no, I told Larry to do the same damn thing I told you to do. And therefore, therefore I spent 3 hours watching the two of you fight over me. It was wildly entertaining."
I don't know if I ever told you this.
That's funny.
I don't know if I ever told you this story. Joe Torre was in town with the Yankees. And there was a guy named Dimash that was around Cleveland that used to drive around all the players.
Dimash was a nice man.
Yeah, Dimash was just a great guy. And just like he knew all, he was, you know, he was Uber or Lyft for Major League Baseball players when they needed to get to, from point A to point B. And he was friends with Joe Torre. And but, you know, he was, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe Dimash. He was a little wiry sometimes. So the Yankees were in town, and it was a big weekend. It was the Yankees against the Indians. And on Friday, I believe Dimash walked up to Torre in the clubhouse, and he said, "Hey, is there any chance I can get tickets for Sunday's game?" And Torre was a little busy, and he goes, yeah. He goes, "But please, I don't want any Euchre seats." And Torre said, "Okay, yeah, no problem. I'll take care of you." So he goes up to him after the end of the game on Friday night, and he goes, "Hey, do you have any luck with those tickets?" And Torre started getting a little miffed at him for asking about the tickets over and over again. He goes, "If I get him, I'll get him. Whatever. Don't worry about it." And he's, and I think it was for one of Dimash's relatives. So he comes back on Saturday, and the Indians are playing, and he asks him before the game again. He goes, "Hey, man, is there any chance I can get those tickets?" And he goes, "Well," "I'm not sure. This is a big series. There's a lot of people in here, and, you know, I don't know if this is going to happen or not, but, you know, who is it? Who's it for?" He goes, "Oh, it's for my family member, blah, blah, blah." He goes, "Just tell him to be prepared, whatever." And so, again, he's irritated. So he goes back up to him at the end of the game on Saturday night, and he's like, "Did you get him?" And he goes, "Leave me alone." He says this to Dimash, and he's just like, "Okay." So then he comes back on Sunday morning, and he gets called into the office, into the manager's office. Dimash does, and he comes back in here, and he says, "Hey, I got you the seats, but you got to talk to the guy that got them for me." And he hands him the phone, and Dimash is like, "Hello?" And he's like, "Hey, it's Bob Uecker. What do you mean, Uecker seats? What does that mean?" So Torre had Dimash all weekend, and then, but to think that Uecker would call in and do this for Torre during the to get him the tickets, I just thought was fantastic. I just thought it was a really cool story. And
that is,
you know, it's just baseball is such a fun game. Behind the lines, behind the scenes, and stuff that, you know, sometimes we talk about, sometimes we there are some things you see that you just forget that you saw, you know, especially way back when we were running around with those guys over the ballpark, and a lot of fun stuff. But those are like, you know, Uecker, it's the seasoning of baseball. And like we talk about this too with when it comes to baseball, that Uecker was such a great flavor for the game, right? The same way it would be for any of us around here with Hammy, right? Like, when you hear Hammy, Hammy's like, "Name that tune." He just has to say one word, and you're like, "Summer, Hammy," right? Like, all of these images go through your mind, or fantastic moments, or all these things. And it was the same with Jimmy. And, you know, I wish Jimmy had more good moments to talk about. Or Joe Tate. Like, you would hear that, and it's the same thing. Uecker's one of those guys. And I don't know, Jeff, do we live in that time anymore where, I mean, we're so lucky and so blessed to have great announcers here in Northeast Ohio, and, you know, to have guys like that and to be a part of the fabric of our community and define seasons. And Uecker was one of those guys. And some of the things I think baseball's missing is some of that seasoning. Like, there just aren't guys like Uecker anymore.
But you know who? Herb Score here.
Yeah, Herb Score. Perfect.
You know, I loved listening to Herb. He was a lot of fun to listen to. And he really knew what he was talking about.
Even when he was making mistakes.
Did he have a couple of things that always made you go, "Oh, Herb." Yeah. And that was part of the charm. I truly loved listening to Herb do games. Always learned something.
The fun one, or the ones where people come to you, "Oh, did you hear Herb do the game the other day?" And be like, "No, why?" He'd be like, "A long fly ball. Oh, I can't do. Can you do Herb at all? Can you do a Herb imitation?"
No.
I don't want to try that.
I don't want to, because it wouldn't do him justice.
No, and then it'd be like, "Long fly ball, way back, and Kuiper catches it just on the edge of the grass."
Like, well, we know the classic, you know.
You know.
Fly ball left field, is it fair or foul? It is.
It's just so great.
It's going to be so weird to just listen to Brewer games and not hear Uke.
Yeah,
it's just going to be bizarre.
Yeah,
it's going to be such a in the same way like you know, everybody knows here with Hammy, Joe Tate, another great one too, where it's like you let these people into your home. You know, you feel like they're your friend. You hear them in there all the time, and then all of a sudden they're no longer there, and it's like, I miss the jokes. I miss the old stories. And that's the thing that I think baseball misses more than anything.
Vin Scully, right? Same thing.
Grandpa Vin. He was the best. I mean, you'd sit there and hear all the old stories, and you'd hear all the bad humor and the stories you've heard 13 times, and you're thrilled to hear it a 14th. You know, it was the thing with Uke, too. You heard that he hit a home run off of Sandy Koufax and used to walk up to him all the time and say, that's the reason you shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Like, you heard that 35 times, and you sat there going, damn it, I want to hear it 36 times. Let's go. Like, this is great. It sucks. It's going to be a bummer, and it's going to be weird. And, you know, they do a good job. The other guys that are there do a really nice job of Lane and everybody else. But it's like, yeah, man, it's not the same without Uke.
Yep.
No.
53 years, you know?
Almost made it to 91. What, 10 days short of his 91st birthday?
So. Yeah. We reached out to him during the pandemic. I'll tell this story and we can end it. And I reached out because we were going out to anybody that we could think of talking to.
We know. You know.
Anybody who was hanging out, whoever we ever wanted to talk to, we were sending emails. And I sent them
Remember, we had Al Michaels on, too. That was great, too.
Al was great.
We had Bob Arum on.
Oh, yeah, you're
Bob
right.
Bob Arum talking boxing and Evel Knievel with us. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so we reached out to the Brewers to go get Bob on. And the exact email that I got back then was, I don't know, I'll check with Bob, but I'm not going to lie to you, it's going to be tough, because if the fish are biting, Bob's not going to want to do anything else. And I get an email back the day before that said, well, the fish were biting, Bob's out.
that's great.
That's as Uke as he gets. Like, I'm not going to argue with that. Fish are biting. What do you want me to tell you?
It was pandemic. What are you going to do? Tim May is going to talk Ohio State and Notre Dame with us next. 216-474-0092 is Baskin and Phelps.